This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I want you to listen to this, friends. This was G.K. Chesterton. Now, I know people want good news in this country, and so do I. I'm with you. But I also realize that if we want to have the good news, then we're going to have to deal with the bad people to bring about the good news, right? So we can establish righteousness within folks and peace within by establishing judgment within the gate. I'm on Isaiah 51 verse 4 and Amos 5. Read them when you get a moment. Listen carefully. This is Mr. Chesterton. Don't ever take a fence down until you know why the reason is that it was put up. Listen carefully, and this is exactly what we're seeing today through this current administration, the previous administration, that before that, that one before that, and that one before that, and that one before that, friends, removing God's moral law to establish what? Lawlessness. G.K. Chesterton advised us, don't ever take a fence down until you know why the reason is that it was put up. America, why is it that your representatives are running antithetical to what God's moral government established, Exodus 18:21, in this country? They're establishing lawlessness. And friends, you're reaping the fruit of lawlessness. In that country that forgets God and His moral law, we are based on the Mosaic Institution. When we forget that basic moral God-ordained institution which He has established in this country, and we allow evil to prevail, don't be surprised as to the result when your country is turned into hell. Chapter 9, verse 16. Listen again. Don't ever take a fence down until you know the reason why it was put up, said Mr. Chesterton. Now here's the fruit of allowing an establishment called government, which the whole purpose of government, said John Adams, was to restrain men from sin. What is he saying? Restrain men from violating God's moral law so we can remain a free people. Okay? Now listen carefully. This is Noah Webster. This is the guy that wrote the Webster's 1828 dictionary. When you open it up, the first thing it says, Noah Webster taught millions to read and not one to sin. Not one to violate God's moral law. Okay? And now we see the revisionists doing just the exact opposite, watering down the words, revising and rewriting history, America. Okay? Listen to this one. This is Noah Webster. He said, all of the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts that are found in the Bible. Now, this is what I want to do, live radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If I go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Now, remember what Noah Webster said. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, they all are caused because they have despised or neglected that which has been entrusted to man by God, which are contained in the Bible. In other words, this is all happening because people have forsaken God wickedly. Here's headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top 25 plus, one times the media has been less than honest. Okay? Talking about the dishonesty of the media. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. St. Louis Cardinals reject homosexual supremacy. Folks, sodomy is a felony in every state statute in the United States of America, in all 50 states. Okay? So there's again. Oh, and by the way, did you just hear this, friends? The Pirates had Kids Day. Did you also know that it was Gay Pride Day the same day they made it Kids Day? During that festive holiday that they created during a baseball game. Is that a coincidence? Of course not. We know what it's aimed at. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. But this is what happens when you depart from God. Headline news. Relations between White House and DOD, Department of breakdown as Pentagon denies troop deployment. Department of Defense. Friends, what's happening? There's no honesty there. Every time a war is created, the first casualty is always the truth. And who is he that brings forth the truth? I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Headline news. Congressman still defends Second Amendment after dodging bullets last week. Hey, friends, you don't have to defend the Second Amendment. You have to walk in your rights that God has given you. Those that have to defend themselves are those that are trying to take it away from you. Do you see how that works? It's called fighting the good fight of faith. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Kellyanne Conway. Trump-Russia investigation wasting tens of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money. Yep, folks, we're talking about your government. There's inner turmoil going on in your country. Why? Because the communists are stirring it up within. Keep your eyes open within and without, friends. First of all, keep them fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here's the headline news. The coming civil war in America. Hey, folks, war is always brought about by the fact that the truth has been crucified. Okay? Going back to Noah Webster, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, look at the headline news today, America. All of the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, it only shows you those that are committing the act of sin, those that are transgressing God's moral law, which is considered to be a crime in this country. So if you want good news, then enforce the law. The question that you need to ask yourself is, friends, why is it that Mr. Chesterton has enough common sense to see that we are not to ever take down a fence until we first know the reason why it was put up? Why is it that those in the Supreme Court, why is it that they're so adamant about lowering God's moral law, friends? Because they're attempting to create a global order. I want you to listen carefully to this, friends. This is second to none. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. This is what you have allowed less than 3% of the population to establish over the 97% through those that you believe have a right to tear down the law, when in fact the whole purpose of the Supreme Court or any other justice, Article 3, Section 1, or Article 6, friends, is to uphold that law by discovering and implying it. Did you know that the Supreme Court said that if the posts and the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all? Do you know that they said this is not a permissible objective? Folks, these are the people that are tearing down the fences. You have to ask yourself the question, why? We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I'm just wondering if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do check them out. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E over on Facebook. And or if you'd like to go to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, that is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, I always love to hear from you. Especially for all those that want to hear the good news, right? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. G.K. Chesterton, friends, said, "Don't ever take a fence down until you know the reason why it was put up." Why have the moral law, and why has the moral law of God been erected in the first place? And the question is why is modern day governments and education in this country given a pass to go ahead and lower the law and dim the light by which man perceive their own guilt? What are they promoting? They're not promoting a free society. They're promoting a lawless society, which God said that he would turn that country into hell that forgets him. So why is this happening? Because all the good people are allowing the small portion of the bad people to take down those fences. I mean, folks, I can go statistically as to where we're at today. Did you know, and I want to go back to this too as well, before I do, I want you to listen carefully to what you've allowed the Supreme Court to establish as a precedent, which is not a precedent whatsoever. It's lawlessness. And instead of God's moral law being taken out of the public school realm, which it never has been, but this has been the illusion, friends, instead of actually allowing them to do that, the American people should have stood up at that particular time and removed the judges for actually acting out of their scope of authority. But instead of that, the American people allowed them to remove and lower God's moral law. You know, and it's absolutely astounding. If you take that to the spiritual, Grandma used to tell us all the way up until the 60s, it was the law and the prophets that she heard every Sunday in church. Now today, what you hear from the hirelings and whores from the pulpits, over 300,000 of them that are the greatest advocate to the sodomy agenda and abortion industry that remain silent when they should speak out, now they preach a false grace. They use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Read Galatians 5, also read Isaiah 30, the whole. But I want you to listen to this, friends. I just highlighted this right during the last segment. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments coming from what you call Supreme Court justices, if the posted copies of the Ten Commandments start to have any effect at all, it would be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps venerate, and obey the commandments. And they said, by committing an oligarchy will few rule over many, which is not a permissible objective. They said it wasn't, this isn't permissible. We can't teach the kids what they cannot do. God said, thou shall not, for a reason. America, when you go to a four-way stop sign, can you imagine removing all four stop signs? Can you imagine the chaos that would follow? The destruction that would follow? It's exactly what's happening in this country today because the American people tolerate corruption in their government. They are running antithetical to the very purposes that they have been put there today. And you see it every single day of the week. Every single day of the week. I mean, you would think that this would be just the last thing you'd ever hear from somebody, namely a Supreme Court justice that put their hand on the Bible and swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, with Moses right over the top of their head. And it's interesting to note, when you watch, friends, when you open your eyes and pay attention and you take heed to what's inside of these courtrooms, in many courtrooms, you will see as you walk out something John Locke stated, where the law ends, tyranny begins. And isn't it interesting, friends, where the law ends, tyranny begins? Why would they want to remove those fences? Why would they want to lower that law, friends? Why would they create a society to commit suicide? And it's, don't act, friends, like this is just happening unbeknownst to them, as if this was through someone's dereliction of duty. It wasn't purposed. Of course it's purposed. We're in a warfare, like it or not, America. You know what's interesting when you counter what's happening today in this country? When you look in the book of Psalm, chapter 19, it says, "By them thy servant is warned." Talking of God's moral law. "By them thy servant is warned." You know, how many times do I tell my kids not to go out in the streets? So they don't get hit by a car. You know, but today they're telling you, no, go ahead and run in the streets. So when you get hit by a car, we have a bureaucracy set up where we can make money off of that one too. I mean, this is just a lack of love, which is a fulfilling of the law. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff at one particular turn. And it would crash at the bottom to their own destruction. What's the problem? Why are all these cars going over the end of the cliff? Well, they noticed that they removed the signs, the warning signs, the stop signs concerning the turn that was before them. You know what a concern committee did, friends? Instead of actually putting up stop signs or warning signs on the end where they noticed cars would go over the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction, the American people sat down and let another bureaucracy create itself. Instead of putting up the stop signs and the warning signs, you know what they did? They put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Yep, that's exactly how you're set up as a society today. Because bureaucracy feeds off the destruction. And that's not what makes a society free. And I want to tell you what, if you think for one moment you call yourself a Christian and you don't walk according to God's moral law, you are sadly mistaken, because Jesus Christ, John 15:8, was a preacher of the circumcision, and he's also he who came in Matthew 5 to fulfill the law through grace. Then comes therein, friends, in Ephesians 2, we're not saved by works. We're saved by faith. and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. But we're created unto good works. And those that understand real grace know that, as Scripture tells us in Romans 5, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Much more abound. So when we are sold out to Jesus Christ, read 1 Corinthians 9:27. Read Romans 7:7, friends. You'll understand that when we are in grace, we are overcoming by the faith of the Son of God by grace. And when you look up Webster's 1828, the word grace, to find out, means a power to resist and overcome. Isn't that crazy? Not a covering, but a power to overcome, to restrain men from sin. We are empowered to overcome it because the Bible tells us that we're witnesses of the resurrection. Read 1 Corinthians 15 when you get a moment. Going back to this, we are, as a society, seeing the destruction of this country because of the toleration of a small portion of not only those that the media is setting the narrative on, the small portion, 1.7%, less than, highlighting their crimes against we the people because they want to overturn law, tear it down, and recreate it. And interestingly enough, that is happening through corruption that you would call, through those that you would call representatives, regardless of what capacity that they are stationed in or incumbent. Don't ever take a fence down until you know the reason why it was put up. I seen a little meme where a sheep was inside. He was on top of a mountaintop, and there's a precipice right next to it. But the fence was there guarding him from that precipice. But he got so curious, what he wanted to do is he wanted to jump over the top of the fence to see what was on the other side. Guess what was on the other side? Absolutely nothing but a 500-foot fall to his own destruction. And so it is with us. I remember going out to the lake in Minnesota here every winter. It says thin ice, danger, do not walk on ice. That's exactly what the moral law teaches us to do. There's a reason the Lord tells us not to do something. It's for our own spiritual good that we do it not. And God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. And remember that the fulfilling of the law is love, America. Don't forget that part. Not what the antinomists want to teach you, that they have no regard for God's moral law and we need to abrogate it. Isn't it interesting, America? If you read your Bible, you would see that Jesus didn't come in. Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill the law. Isn't that interesting? Matthew 5, read it in a whole, friends. Read it as a whole. But if you want to go ahead and take heed to what corrupt representatives are now saying, which are running antithetical and in contrast to who we are as a people in this country and what God has established. Well, look at this. Since 1962, students, friends, I'm going to give you some statistics on the students and then families, and then I'm going to go to the SAT scores so you can find out that over 700,000 students in public schools that graduate every year because the system has to push them through to the other side. Well, what you might not know is, friends, they can't even read their own graduation diplomas. So, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you what happens to a society that throws off God's moral law.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let me go back to the news. I'm intertwining, folks, what's going on and giving you the message of who you are and where it is that you came from. Because we want good news, right? We're going to ride this one out again as well this week. Los Angeles Times. This is a meme you just posted. World Middle East. Listen carefully. In Syria, militias armed by the Pentagon fight those armed by the CIA. Who's arming your enemies, America? Just to highlight what's going on, brand new headlines here today. Now, keep in mind, this is what happens when you allow corrupt representatives to pull down the fences. This is what begins to bleed into a society. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Now, for those that don't understand the word precepts, that means what God has entrusted those that have ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive concerning what He's entrusted them to do in this earth as it is in heaven. You know, our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. You get it, right? Yep. Okay. See, but again, look what happens when you allow those that promise to uphold and you allow them to tear it down, do the opposite of the very purpose. Well, you're going to see evil on the rise. You're going to see misery within men. You're going to see vice, crime, ambition. You're going to see injustice at every turn, oppression through the news. You're going to see slavery at the end of the day and war. America, you're already there. And this all comes about to a people that despise or neglect the precepts contained in the Bible. Going back to the news, and then I'm going to get back to my point again, which I'm making all the same point on three different levels, friends. Listen to this carefully. Two Hezbollah jihadists arrested in New York. Wait a second. Aren't you seeing sanctuary cities? Aren't you seeing them being manned by those that are masquerading as mayors of those prospective cities, friends? Is that not what you're seeing? Yep. And what are they doing? They're opening the way. They're pulling down the fences to allow these people to come in, as you are the ones spending the dime, allowing corrupt felons called and masquerading as mayors in this country to allure them in on your dime. Listen carefully. Two Hezbollah jihadists arrested in New York. Pre-operational surveillance of terror targets, extensive bomb-making training, and grenade launchers. Hey, friends, how come nobody's talking about all these jihadi camps in the United States of America? Hey, folks, it's not without, it's within. And here again, friends, going back to what I just stated a moment ago, for those that are listening, line upon line, precept upon precept, Los Angeles Times, World News, the Middle East, in Syria, militias armed by the Pentagon, fight those armed by the CIA. And isn't it interesting that both sides of every war, isn't it interesting that they're funded by the same people? And the war commences, friends, because the people don't wake up to their history. But we want good news. Well, let's give it. What is the good news? An obedient people to the God they say they love. Hear it all day long. You can randomly pick people out on the street in the majority easily, and they'll tell you how much they love God and how they call themselves Christians, but they can't tell you three of the Ten Commandments. That's how much they love Him. And they wonder why their country's being turned into the hell that it's being turned into, friends. You know, George Washington, by the way, everybody in this country had to know this. This was George Washington's farewell address all the way up until 1962. This is what he said. He warned in his farewell address, "Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality cannot be maintained without Christianity. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles." Of course. But if you don't want to listen to that, this is what happens. Students after 1962, instead of teaching them, because the pulpits don't do it for the most part in this country, fornicators, by the way, sex before marriage, they'll have their part in the lake of fire too. They have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. Not only that, but also adulterers. Okay, that's 1 Corinthians 6:9 for those that don't know what the Word of God says. Okay? But birth rates for unwed girls 15 to 19 have increased every year and have gone up 553% in girls 10 to 14 years old. Remember what I started the show off with, friends? Don't ever take down a fence until you know the reason why it was put up. There's a reason God gave us His law. And you know what you've allowed society to teach through these small portions of leaven and the foxes that spoil the vine and the leaven that leavens the lump, friends, like that of the murderous industry, friends, blood money through Planned Parenthood. Isn't it interesting that they're then taught when they're impregnated to go ahead without parental consent to go ahead and murder their baby, and the state will pay for it? Don't you see how this works, friends? Sexually transmitted diseases, speaking of students since 1962, has increased dramatically, 226%. Folks, that's all they have to do is go to a movie theater. They'll be polluted after watching 15 minutes of just the previews alone. And see, before 1968, on the church's watch, it was their job to vet all the movies and the content of those movies before they were ever released onto the American people. Well, they said, we don't want that anymore. And by the way, I'm speaking about Hollywood, California, during the foundation of our country. For those that did not know, that particular part of the country was given away to those that would raise up church parishes. Free. It completely relinquished. They're derelict of duty at every step. It sickens me to the core. And friends, these people have the audacity They have the audacity when someone magnifies God's moral law the way that Jesus Christ did, to fall in line with what they call the left, speaking of talking points, haters. You know, it's interesting. Jesus, through David, said in Psalm 109, I was hated for my love. And Jesus said the same thing in John 15. This is my commandment, that you love one another. The world hates you. You know it hated me before it hated you. And when you look at Isaiah 40, he came to establish the law, to magnify the law, to establish righteousness. Read Hebrews 10, Old Testament, New Testament, part 1, part 2, right there for you. My goodness. Students 15 to 19 years old, sexually transmitted diseases. Who does that work for, friends? The medical industry, pharmaceuticals, of course. 10 to 14 years old, yep, I said 10 to 14 years old, sexually transmitted diseases have gone up 257%. You want good news? Then do what God commanded you. End of story. Mark 16:15. Read it when you get a moment. They were commandments, not suggestions, America. And those commandments are for your good and the longevity of this country and your posterity. Premarital sex is up 365% in teens 16 alone, 271% in teens age 17, 209% in teens age 18, and 1,000% in teens age 15 years old. This is what happened after the Supreme Court was allowed to commit the oligarchy by saying that the Ten Commandments were not a permissible objective. And by the way, America, just to reiterate the point, you've never lost the right. You just flowed with the deceptive lies. Well, what about the families? Since 1962, the divorce rate has been declining for decades prior to 1962. After 1963, divorce rates skyrocketed 117%. Hey, folks, when you're at a four-way and you put stop signs on all four ways, guess what? You're going to have a perfect flow of traffic, right? And so it is when you obey God's moral law, there's going to be a perfect flow of liberty. And there's not going to be destructions, and you're not going to be talking about the bad news or highlighting the oppressive measures that are going on in this country, which are creating destruction at every given turn. By design. Single-parent households, which I was a part of when I was a kid, where the female is the head, no spouse is present, are up 140%. Of course, this is since 1962. Unmarried couples living together are up 536%. Let me tell you something, and I know your local pastor is probably not going to tell you this, but I want to tell you this, because this is what the Lord wants you to hear. If you're not married and you're living together, and you call yourself a Christian, I want to know what portion of Scripture anywhere in the good book where you can justify it. Because you know what, my friend? You cannot. You cannot. Schools after 1962, SAT scores plummeted for 18 consecutive years. Plummeted for 18 consecutive years. We want to go ahead and try it without the Lord, America. We want to go ahead and dim the light. You know, It's interesting. When I do high school assemblies, I'll share with the kids. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. You ever notice when you walk into a bathroom, the first thing you do, you see that little dimmer switch? And you turn the lights all the way up. You don't look so good, do you, America? Nope, this is what I'm showing you right now. You don't look so good with that light turned all the way up, do you, America? Nope, you don't. But see, you've been taught to go ahead and turn that light down. Just turn it down a little bit, because I'll tell you what, if you had thin hair, you turn it down enough, all of a sudden your hair looks really thick. Hey, girls, you got open pores and you don't like them? Just go ahead and turn the lights down just a little bit more, and all of a sudden those pores, all of a sudden they just diminish. Your yellowing teeth, don't worry about it. Just turn down the lights just a little bit more, and the more you turn them down, the better you look. And I want to tell you something, America. That is not the truth. Read John 3:21 when you get a moment. When you walk in the light, you come to the truth. You come to the Lord. And He will wrought in you what needs to be done. Not you turning the lights down and walking in darkness. Nobody does that. No, you go into a room where it's dark and you turn the light of men on. His name is Jesus Christ. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-333 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. John Adams, second president of the United States of America, said, "We have no government armed with powers capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and Christianity. Our Constitution is made only for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Well, Bradley, then if you push your religion down everybody's throat, well, then, you know, they're going to reject that. Well, then that's what you would call a communist. Not an American, not a patriot, not a conservative, not a Christian. That's all rooted back into the Christ. Goof. Well, Bradley, we're not set up that way, you know. I mean, that's like a government by force or something like that, really. What is the purpose of government? Listen, folks, if people don't want to obey God, then you would call them criminals in this country. If someone steals, that's a criminal, right? Yeah, if someone lies, that's a criminal, right? If someone commits adultery, yes, that is a crime. The laws have not been enforced since 1944. Just a posted script there for you. That's considered a crime. If you commit the act of perjury, that's a crime. See, if you don't want to obey God, then you're a criminal in this country. And see, they want to convince you, the less than 1.7% of the population, that you're a criminal for speaking out against the 1.7% of the population. Did you hear me, all of you courageous men out there that are running from all 1.7% of the population? Oh, wow, good for you. Read Psalm 78. So, what happens to a nation that allows representatives to tear down the fences? The moral law. I'm highlighting it. You want the good news, America, then enforce the law against those that are tearing it down. It's that simple. It really is. The whole purpose of government is to restrain men from violating the law. Period. Period. Not to encourage it. Not to exhibit crime. George Washington said, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, and religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim that the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars. Folks, they are subverting these great pillars. All of the fruit of these statistics that most people hate to hear like I do come from those that allow corruption to rule the roost. Either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Rest assured, friends, the bayonet is on its way. SAT scores since 1962, the rates are so low that the Department of Education states that this is the first time in American history that we are graduating out a generation of students who academically know less than their parents did. I mean, you can just go back to William Bennett, education, Secretary of Education under, listen carefully, under Ronald Reagan, for those that still have their heads stuck in the sand. By the way, we're friends with his son, but I want you to know and keep in mind, folks, he wasn't all that he was propped up to be, let me tell you. First-hand experience. William Bennett, Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, said, in essence, the longer the kids stay in public school, the stupider they get. He was exactly right. That was on Ronald Reagan's watch, America's idol. Instead of keeping their eyes on Christ, they wouldn't have tolerated this. The SAT test has been the same since 1941, yet there is nearly an 80-point difference between the two generations. Why? Because of what they're feeding on. You are what you eat. That's true. It really is. Now, here's the professed Christian and their idea of the way that they need to take back their country. Listen carefully. In 1962, there were only about 1,000 Christian schools, but by 1984, there were 32,000 Christian schools in the United States of America. Instead of dispossessing the enemy, driving out the previous occupants, and taking back that which is lawfully theirs, they thought the answer was to leave the public school and then to create their own school. Hey, by the way, even if you have your kid in a Christian school, you're still paying taxes for that public school that you don't agree with. Man, I'm trying to figure out when the American people, when the lights are going to go on here, right? Wait a second, I didn't approve that exactly. It's called taxation without representation, isn't it? Yeah. Well, we took a vote, really? You mean kind of like the vote between Hillary Clinton and all these other voting fraud crimes that have been committed against we the people year after year. Folks, that's been going on for years in this country, completely. So don't tell me about how a community rose up and vote for a brand new public school, folks, because the majority easily hand down is not for a brand new school. As a matter of fact, even when you look at a lot of these schools that are going up, now that I'm speaking to that, folks, did the old one really need to be teared down or tore down? No, it didn't. They just wanted to stay, you know, they wanted to stay in there with the rest of them, right? They care more about their buildings, their swimming pools, their track fields, their football fields, their uniforms, than they do in the education of your kids. Making and creating perfect slaves. They are. So what happened in the nation after 1962? Violent crimes. Up 794% because America doesn't want to obey God. America is number one in the world on the following: violent crime, divorce, teen pregnancies, voluntary abortions, illegal drug use, and illiteracy. By the way, you have the highest incarceration rate in the world. That's how good of a job you have done, America. The largest incarceration rate in the world. And you're called a Christian nation? You shame yourselves. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. I remember Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, and by the way, this applies to everything all the way across the board. Well, what does this have to do with politics? Politics is the science of government. Do you live politics? Guess who gave government? You see how this works? It humors me when people say, well, I don't want to talk about politics. You talk about politics in everything you do, all the time. You just have a society, and a society that is subjecting itself to a tyrannical method that wants to rule the roost, silence those they want to silence, and give voice to the small portion to destroy it for the rest of us. That's exactly what America is tolerating. And so, America, don't complain about what you tolerate. Don't complain about what's going on concerning corrupt representation in this government if you're going to stand back and tolerate it. Don't tell me how much you love God when you don't keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. Read 1 John 2:5. Hey, folks, there's a war between this country today and God's moral law. I want to let you know what Charles Spurgeon rightly said. The Ten Commandments are against you. They are there to condemn your every move. If you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and you believe, then you are justified by faith of him. Galatians 2:21. The Ten Commandments are against you. The first comes forward and says, let him be cursed, for he denies me. He has another God. His God is his belly, and he yields his homage to his lust. All the Ten Commandments, like 10 great cannons, are pointed at you today, America. We have all broken God's statutes and lived daily in neglect of all of his commands. Soul, said Spurgeon, you will find it a hard thing to go to war with the law. When the law came in peace, Sinai was to all together on smoke, and even Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Read Exodus 20. Forgive me. So, friends, well, what will you do when the law of God comes in terror, when the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave individually? There ain't going to be no party in hell, just so you know. I know we like to hear that. And I want to tell you something, too. Those that are now in hell are those that were singing throughout their lifestyles by what they've exhibited and who their allegiance was to and who they subjected themselves to, namely who their God was. They were singing and they were living, I did it my way. I want to tell you something right now. There is no party in hell. And all the people that are in hell today that wish they had the opportunity to come back and tell you to listen to everything I'm telling you out of the Word of God. When the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave, when the eyes of God shall burn their way into your guilty soul, when the great book shall be opened in all of your sin, your transgression of God's moral law, which Jesus came to fulfill, you and your shame shall be punished. So the question Charles Spurgeon laid to all of us, friends, through the Word of God, is can you stand against an angry law in that day? And do you not forget, friends, the Word says God is angry with the wicked every single day. And the wicked are those that know to do right, and they do it not right. But we want to have good news. Well, if we want good news, then let's obey the King. Let's begin to establish his righteousness in this earth as it is in heaven by enforcing what our founding documents already state, because they're there. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See you.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.